The president of the Ford Motor Company, Nick Shayla, opened the New York International Auto Show today with an upbeat look at the auto industry. Ford President Nick Shayla says the U.S. auto industry has weathered the downturn in the U.S. economy comparatively well, but an accurate assessment of the industry is not easy to make.
The economy and the entire manufacturing sector have been in a rough patch for a while now, as you know. But I'd ask you to keep in mind that the automotive industry is doing these days depends on just who you ask about it and how you ask the question.
Mr. Shayla says for U.S. car buyers, it is a boom time. They have more choice than ever before, he says, and cars are safer, more efficient, and cheaper than they have been since 1978. He says international competition in the auto market is tough.
The same things that are delighting customers are turning the auto industry into a fiercely competitive global dogfight. Whereas automakers used to compete in just a handful of segments, the last decade has seen the rise of full-line automakers competing product by product in every mainstream category and in the niche markets as well. Who could have imagined 10 years ago that Porsche would build a sport utility vehicle, or that BMW would market a front drive, subcompact car under a British brand name? Who could have predicted that Nissan would build a full-size pickup truck?
Ford, America's second largest automaker behind General Motors, has reported net income of nearly $900 million for the first quarter of this year, an improvement over last year's first quarter, where it reported a loss of $1.1 billion. Mr. Shayla says Ford, which celebrates its 100th anniversary this year, will introduce 20 new models a year over the next 5 years. 12 new Ford models are among the hundreds of state-of-the-art automobiles on display at the New York International Auto Show. More than 1 million people attended the event last year, and organizers are expecting at least that many this year. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.